Good morning and welcome into ESPN Milwaukee 540 AM radio. It's 74 degrees and sunny in the city of Milwaukee right now. It's a comfortable and beautiful Monday morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Jack and Brian from 10 to 11 every weekday. I'm Jack Phillips, and alongside me as always is our very own Brian D. Thanks for sticking along for the ride, Brian.
Of course, man. It's Monday, but we're grinding through. It's a beautiful day outside, and we're going to talk a little Bucks basketball, which will fire up the week on a good note.
And definitely going to fire up the weekend on a good note. Milwaukee Bucks, again, they finished the 7th seed last year. And a lot of expectations have been risen, and I'm going to be honest, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo, he looks a lot bigger if you saw the picture that was posted on social media with him and his brothers.
It's an understatement. He looks yoked. It was so funny. You know, I was talking about this with – it may have been you. Either it was you or somebody else. We were talking about how I didn't think Giannis's physique could get any better than it was last season. And then I saw that picture and I'm like, dude, lay off the protein bars. This guy looks like a middle linebacker. It was incredible.
You know, I saw a great a meme on the internet, and it was the comparison of his rookie summer league debut in 2013 and 2018, and it says Giannis went from saying I'll have her home by 9 to don't ask me those stupid ass questions. And I just
we'll tweet the photo out from at ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter if you want to take a look at it. It is a ridiculous photo. He's built up his body to a place I didn't know that it could get to, Jack.
Exactly. It should only make Milwaukee fans even more excited for the new 2019 season to come up. Obviously, with the new Fiserv Forum debuting in October or November, it's going to be definitely exciting. But the phone number to get in is 1-800-990-3776. You can tweet at us at ESPN Milwaukee, at ESPN BD, or at @JackT_Phillips. Visit us at ESPNWisconsin.com or by using the ESPN app. Again, Giannis looking a lot bigger, but that only means that his expectations for the 2019 season continue to rise. Yeah. And with LeBron not in the East anymore, you have to wonder, can the Bucks finally push past the mediocrity that they've been stuck in for the past decade?
To me, it comes down to a couple of things. Number one, they got to get better defensively. And I kind of look at the Bucks' defensive situation the same way that I do the Packers' defensive situation right now, as training camp just got underway. We're about a week in. I think it's just a schematic tweak. Like, it's not like the Bucks or the Packers are that far away from being a really good defensive team. They have talent, especially from a Bucks perspective. I mean, you've got guys that have size and length and are interested in playing defense. They were just schemed horribly under Jason Kidd, right? And it's hard to fix under Joe Prunty when you're just trying to piece it together a little bit. Mike Budenholzer is a defensive-minded head coach, so I think he's going to be able to tweak some things, much like Mike Pettine will be able to do in Green Bay, and turn it around relatively quickly. So becoming a defensive, you know, a better defensive team is key number one for me. And then number two is just Giannis continuing to develop his game. We know what kind of defensive player he is. He is a top-notch NBA defensive player just because of his size, athleticism, and length. We know he can get to the basket whenever he wants. If he can develop some sort of consistency in mid-range and outside shooting, he's going to become unstoppable. He's going to become unguardable. And the thing that makes that so important, whether it happens this year or not, Jack, for me, is going back to the Celtics playoff series, Giannis became very easy to defend by the Celtics because they knew he was going to try and get into the paint and get to the rim, and they just didn't allow him to do that and forced him to defer to other guys who weren't knocking down outside shots. So if Giannis can all of a sudden develop an outside shot that forces defenses to guard him, then it opens everything up in the paint again. So I think those are the two keys. Giannis continuing to develop, and then the defense. If both of those things happen, man, the ceiling is the roof, as Michael Jordan said. Or who said the ceiling is the roof?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people have been saying that. It's probably a Michael Jordan quote.
Yeah, I think it was a Michael Jordan thing. But regardless, I think that, you know, the expectations will be through that roof if Giannis can do two of those things.
Well, Giannis's expectations continue to rise. Remember, the phone number to get in is 1-800-990-3776. Please ask us questions, call in, or tweet at us at ESPN Milwaukee, at ESPN BD, or at @JackT_Phillips. Visit us at ESPNWisconsin.com or by using the ESPN app. Again, the one thing I like that you brought up was the fact that Mike Budenholzer is a defensive-minded coach, similar to kind of Coach Tom Thibodeau of the Chicago Bulls, now the Minnesota Timberwolves, of course.
Yep.
And honestly, I could even say the Timber Bulls because he just pretty much recreated that 2011 team. That's a completely different.
He's got Derrick Rose there. He's got Jimmy Butler there. He's really piecing together that Chicago team from a couple of years ago. You're right.
But I like that you brought up Coach Budenholzer and his defensive mind, because I think after what Jabari Parker said on a ESPN Chicago radio how he talked about, you know, players in this league aren't paid to play defense.
Yeah.
And with him leaving Milwaukee, I feel like it was like the perfect timing for like the end of the Jabari Parker era and the start of the Budenholzer era, in a sense that it really is going to be about how aggressive on defense and how patient and how mind, or I guess how defensive minded the team can be in general, especially with Giannis leading the way. I think that if you look at players like Sterling Brown and hopefully even Dante DiVincenzo, if he can develop into a good defensive threat as well. You got two guards right there that really speak early, stand out to me as possibly defensive leaders. And yeah. I know that's early for me to say with DiVincenzo, because he hasn't even played an NBA regular season game yet. But again, you know, you got a lot of high expectations for the Bucks, especially Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I think that Giannis, like you said before, the only real thing that he has to work on is a jump shot and a three-pointer.
Yeah.
And he's continuously getting better as the seasons go on.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, he's only 23 years old right now, so he still has plenty of room. He's not even in his prime yet, which is, in my opinion, the scariest part of his game.
It's outrageous. And, you know, I think about that with Kyrie Irving, who's one of my favorite players in the NBA. I lived in Cleveland for a while. I'm a Cavs fan. I still root for Kyrie, despite the fact that he's on the Celtics now, because I just love his game and love him as a player. And he got me that ring as a fan, which was amazing. And I think about what you just said. He got that first ring and knocked down that massive shot in Game 7 against the Warriors and had a couple of 40-point games in the finals and just was terrific at age 24, right? So and he still got so much career left to try to develop after getting that ring at 24. We talk about the prime of NBA players. I think 26, 27, 28, 29 years old right in there. LeBron's obviously defying it. I mean, he's 33, 34 and still the best player in the league. But late 20s, you think about Giannis. It's crazy. He's got 5 or 6 years until he's in the dead middle of his prime to continue to develop. So I think sometimes we may put more expectations and pressure on Giannis so early in his career than we probably should.
And the one thing about Kyrie Irving that is still scary to me is, again, obviously he's still very young, but the fact that he's still in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
And that players like him, Joel Embiid, and now Kawhi Leonard, obviously with the DeMar DeRozan trade that happened just a week ago, those teams with Philadelphia, Boston, and Toronto are really going to be competing with Milwaukee for the top spot in the East. Now, before we take a break, do you think that Milwaukee has a chance to win the East, or do you think they're going to maybe get in the top four, just not get past the Eastern Conference?
There's steps to success. There's steps to get there. You know, the Celtics are going through those steps. They have been in the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years in a row, and I understand 2 years ago their roster looked a little bit different than it did this year. It was almost like two different basketball teams when you look at the core. But there are steps to success. The Raptors got to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time ever this year, right? And they're the team that's knocked the Bucks out of the playoffs each of the last 2 years in the first round. So, you know, I don't want to put expectations on the Bucks right now and say, yes, you have to go out and win the East just because LeBron James is gone, right? The first step is a huge step, and that's winning a playoff series for the first time since 2001. You go out, you win that first-round playoff series. They're absolutely talented enough to do that. That should be the expectation going into the year. And then you see where your matchups fall and just try and win another one. And then you try and win another one. But I do believe there are steps to success. So I don't want to absolutely say, yes, you have to get to the finals this year just because LeBron James is no longer in the East. I think those expectations are a little unfair for this Bucks team in year one of Mike Budenholzer.
And the good news for the Bucks is that LeBron signed a four-year deal with the Lakers, so he's not going to be back in the East.
There's no threat of him coming back to the Eastern Conference anytime soon. It gives you time to take those steps to success going forward.
Exactly. And I think with the Bucks, even if they finished as like a fourth seed and they won the first round,
yeah,
and they played the Celtics, let's say, in the second round, even if they lost and got destroyed in that second round, it's like, okay, well, like you said, at least we accomplished something that
you
hasn't been done since
forward.
2001.
Yes, there's progress, right? And you want to see that progress, because sometimes I feel with the Bucks, the leash is very long for a variety of reasons. Giannis being 23 is reason number one, that they have a very long leash. They have a brand new arena that's opening this year that is going to bring fans to watch Bucks basketball regardless of whether the team is good or not, right? So it feels like the leash is very, very long for the Bucks for a variety of different reasons. You're one of a head coach. So it's interesting to see where the expectations lie, and hopefully they can jump some steps that we've been talking about to success quicker because they do seem to have a long leash from fans and media in this area.
Well, the Bucks definitely have a bright future in the new Fiserv form and in the city of Milwaukee in general. Phone number to get in is 1-800-990-3776. You can tweet at us at ESPN Milwaukee, at ESPN BD, or at @JackT_Phillips. Or visit us on ESPNWisconsin.com or by using the ESPN app. It's Jack and Brian on ESPN Milwaukee, 540 AM radio.